I was shuffling around in the express checkout line of my big box grocery the other day, waiting for the nice lady in front of me to unload a full shopping cart onto the conveyor, even though the sign said 15 items or less. I assumed she was in a hurry and the sign was for lesser peons like myself, not m'lady. Her bill came to $150, so I had plenty of time to study the gift card rack, the candy section, the gum, all those marketing strategies the store used for a last-minute buying pitch to us captive shoppers. The displays of National Enquirer, Star Magazine, Soap Opera Digest, or The Globe all shouted headlines of impossible scandals, dead Elvis sightings, the affairs of movie idols, starlets gone to fatten obscurity, weird prophecies, and creepy tattletale muckraking. Oprah's secret love child, Hillary's 6 months to live, Ted Cruz's father linked to JFK assassination, Bigfoot's logger love slave, Brad Pitt forced into rehab, Cher's shocking breakdown, Sarah Palin's satanic counselor. This is the stuff of viral emails, half insane, totally fabricated, obvious to anyone but the hopelessly drug addicted or irreparably dumb. All my life, I've wondered who the hell buys these things, and I have, being the elitist, college-educated, liberal white male I apparently am, thought only the really ignorant, the poor white trash, the pathetically empty-souled, the truly gullible, the socially inept, would pay the money to toss a copy into their grocery bag laden with chips, pop, lean cuisine, candy, and frozen pizzas. But now I don't know. We just voted in the headline for the National Enquirer, liar, elected commander-in-chief, Trump claims the world is flat. The New York Times, quoting the president's latest tweets, might as well be the banner headlines for the Globe. How do the tabloids compete with this now? By reporting the truth? Bowling Green massacre a hoax. Swedish terrorism non-existent. Crime wave not the highest in decades. Illegal immigration lowest in years. Inauguration numbers for Trump lower than Obama. Russians hacked the election, world proven to be round. Those tabloids made my skin crawl. Just something pulpy and phony and nasty, something wrong with the need for sensational trash instead of, well, real news. Something left a bad taste the way Diet Pop coats your mouth for half a day with an artificial metallic residue. The world is strange enough without manufacturing two-headed babies and the tawdry affairs of movie stars. All those folks who bought and believe this sensationalism, well, I guess they outnumber the rest of us, apparently, and they took their belief in all this faux news down to the ballot box. It can make me yearn for the days of illiteracy. 15 items or less. I don't believe in that anymore, either. Oh, my God.